AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama sets in motion Vice President Joe Biden's cancer moonshot by signing the 21st Century Cures Act, which provides billions of dollars for cancer research, treatment, and eventual cures. He knows that today's ceremony was also a time for him to reflect on the cancer death of his mother and for Biden to reflect on the death of his son, Beau.
It's not always easy to remember, but being able to honor those we've lost in this way, and to know that we may be able to prevent other families from feeling that same loss, that makes it a good day.
The new law also provides $1 billion to the states to prevent and treat the growing abuse of opioids and other addictive drugs. President-elect Donald Trump's choice of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State could spark a fight in the Senate, with Democrats and some Republicans questioning Tillerson's business relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump today met with Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates.
We had a good conversation about innovation, how it can help in health, education, impact of foreign aid and energy, and a wide-ranging conversation about the power of innovation.
Tomorrow, Trump is to meet with a number of other high-tech figures. The United Nations demanding immediate access to eastern Aleppo to confirm Russia's announcement of the end of military operations and to monitor the evacuation of civilians and withdrawal of opposition fighters. During an emergency Security Council meeting today, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the Syrian government and its allies are responsible for many civilian deaths.
The regime of Bashar al-Assad, Russia, Iran, and their affiliated militia are the ones responsible for what the U.N. called a complete meltdown of humanity.
This is AP Radio News. Two in a row for a young college sophomore. The Heisman, now AP Player of the Year.
Louisville's Lamar Jackson, the winner of the Heisman Trophy last Saturday, has been named the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year. The 19-year-old received 42 of the 61 first-place votes from the AP's panel of media voters. Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson was well behind in second. The 6'3", 205-pound Jackson has passed for 3,390 yards and 30 touchdowns and rushed for a school record 1,538 yards and 21. One more scores. This is Jack Briggs.
For the second straight week, Villanova, top team in the Associated Press men's basketball poll. Tonight, the unbeaten Wildcats play Temple. Other top 25 teams in action this evening, number 22 Oregon hosting Montana, while number 25 Cincinnati will take on Texas Southern at home. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.